You're listening to the LM Radio Story, and I'm Chris Turner. David Davies would frequently travel overseas to the UK and the USA to check out the latest in the pop music field. And here he is reporting from Southport, from the Festival of Britain in 1951.
Friends, this is David Davies speaking to you from Southport, England. I think I'd better start off by telling you that the weather so far has been very, very good for English weather. And as I record this little talk, the whole country is preparing for the big holiday weekend of the year, August Bank Holiday. Well, there's plenty of entertainment for everyone, and of course, very, very special entertainment, this being the Festival of Britain. Now, the other day I saw Billy Cotton with his band, and Billy Cotton told me he was very, very pleased to know how popular their recordings are with you, good listeners, to Lorenzo Marx. One thing did make me shake up a bit, and that was that his show is starting off on tour with the full band and chorus and Alan Breeze singing the roving kind. And it certainly brought out the applause here in England. Personally, I thought, as you will probably think, listening to this now, that the roving kind was played out some time ago. But it does appear that when it was Tops in South Africa, it was only just sort of getting into its stride here in England. Their lovely bunch of coconuts, of course, which was so popular with you all down there in South Africa, is still bringing out the applause and was still a winner the other evening in the Billy Cotton show, and perhaps was the biggest part of the act. Now, the next thing I want to tell you about, the Andrews sisters. They've just arrived here in England, and they say that they've brought over with them a number which they claim is going to be the big hit of five continents. It's called Too Young, and of course by the time you hear this talk, you will have probably heard it. If not, we'll then listen out for it in your records and mine from Lorenzo Marx. Just one other little item of interest. You'll remember the G-string boogie, which was so popular down in Lorenzo Marx last year. Well, you will remember when I first played it for you, I told you that the G-string was the last garment thrown by Gypsy Rose Lee in the striptease act. Well, Gypsy Rose Lee has just arrived here, and so, of course, there will be plenty of G-stringing around this place next week. Unfortunately, and I say unfortunately because I shall miss most of it as I'm going off to Cornwall next week, but I do hope to make up for it when I arrive in London after the Cornish trip. Anyway, we shall have to see about that. Well, friends, I hope you've enjoyed listening to me once again, and that's all for now. This is David Davies saying cheerio to you all, and God bless you all.
And what could be more appropriate than listening to that Billy Cotton song?
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. There they are, standing in a row.
The first English-speaking woman announcer on LM Radio was Valerie Mayer. Though there were many women announcers over the years, it was Evie Martin who was to be the longest-serving announcer on LM Radio. Rob Vickers.
Valerie Mayer was the girl who had been educated in South Africa, and she was working on LM Radio, and Afrikaans was not used particularly on LM Radio in those early days. We started out with Valerie doing children's broadcasts and children's birthday greetings, and then one by one the Afrikaners came up, and of course little kids sometimes were not too bilingual. A couple of years later, when I took over Special Occasion, this was round about the time that Valerie left to get married, I think in England, and then we found on the staff Evelyn Martin, who had an office job, and we found out that she could speak Afrikaans fluently. She's Portuguese background. Her family lived in Johannesburg, and she spoke three languages, Portuguese, English, and Afrikaans. She would never broadcast in Portuguese, her home language, because she said, "My Portuguese is the worst language I speak," so she never spoke and that on the air. But her Afrikaans was her best language, because her school, although she was Portuguese, she went to an Afrikaans school, and she became one of our stars.
The reason why I landed up in Mozambique and Lorenzo Marques at that time is because I got married to a very nice young man who was from Mozambique. And we went to live there, of course. We got married in 1950, beginning. And I felt that I wanted to do something. And I used to listen to LM Radio. That was my pastime, you know, because I didn't know the place very well. And then I started getting so bored being at home, and I was listening to LM Radio, and David Davies was on the air, and I thought to myself, I'm going to go and speak to David and ask him if he's got any job for me. Maybe the tea girl or something. And I arrived there just at the right time, because David said, there's a vacancy for a program compiler. Well, I knew nothing about compiling programs or all that. All I knew was listening to the radio. So I got into the job, and for the first 3 years, more or less, I was just a program compiler. But also in between that, I was called in to read a few Afrikaans messages on hospital time, because Leslie Sullivan was presenting the hospital time, and there used to come a lot of Afrikaans messages. Then, when they found out that I could speak Afrikaans, David said, "No, this is nonsense. You just rush in there, just sit down. You don't have to say who you are. Don't have to do anything else. Just read. Just read the message." And that's how it started. Then David asked me to do an Afrikaans program, Boeremusiek, just playing Afrikaans music. And also En Ligte Leem and Kom Luister Met May. Now, those programs, I didn't do any live. They were all recorded, because, I mean, I was not an announcer then. That was just something I was doing.
Bormo, the easy modern scientific slimming treatment, presents Kom Luister Met May. Goeienaand, luisteraars, hoe lyk dit? Voor die alger gesond en gelukkig? Wel, dit is Edie Martin wat u goed en u vriendelijk uitnooi om vir die volgende 15 minuten saam te luister en vir een rukkie al jou moeilijkheidjes vergeet.
Evie Martin from 1953. The longest running program was the LM Hit Parade. It was hosted by David Davies and started out as the Bayer Hit Parade in 1948. The theme tune used the music Intermezzo, taken from the soundtrack of the film Carnival. It was used as the link between each recording and as the closing signature tune for the program. We therefore thought it appropriate to use it as the closing theme for the LM Radio story. Join us again next week for the next part of the LM Radio story, and until then, this is Chris Turner saying goodbye.